Chapter 9. Yevarech Elohim et Noach and his banim, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish haaretz. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of haaretz, and upon every bird of the air, upon all that moveth upon ha'adama, and upon all the dagim of the yam. Into your yad are they delivered. Every remus that liveth shall be food for you, even as the yarok esev have I given you all. But basar with the nefesh thereof, which is the dam thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your dam of your nefeshot will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the yad ha'adam, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the nefesh ha'adam. Shofek dam, by man shall his dam be shed, for in the Tzelem Elohim made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly on haaretz, and multiply therein. And Elohim spoke unto Noach and to his banim with him, saying, And I, Hinani, I establish my bris with you, and with your zerah after you, and with kol nefesh that is with you, of the bird, of the behemah, of every animal, of haaretz with you, from kol yotze hateva, to every creature of haaretz, and I will establish my bris with you. Neither shall kol basar yikaret any more by the waters of the mabul, neither shall there be any more mabul l'shachet haaretz. And Elohim said, This is the oath of the bris, which I make between me and you and every nefesh chaya that is with you for dorot olam. I do set my keshet in the Anan, and it shall be an oath bris between me and Haaretz. And it shall come to pass, when I bring an Anan over Haaretz, that the keshet be'anan shall be seen. And I will remember my bris, which is between me and you, and kol nefesh haya of kol basar, and the waters shall no more become a mabul l'shachet kol basar. And the keshet shall be in the anan, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the bris olam between Elohim and kol nefesh haya of kol basar, that is upon haaretz. And Elohim said unto Noach, This is the oath habris, which I have established between me and kol basar, that is upon haaretz. And the bnei Noach that went forth of the teva were Shem, and Ham, and Yefet. And Ham is the Av of Kenanan. Shalosha are the bnei Noach, and of them was the kol haaretz populated. And Noach began to be an ish ha'adama, and he planted a kerem, and he drank of the yayin, and became shikr, and he lay uncovered inside his ohel. And Ham, the av of Canaan, saw the arom of his av, and told his achim on the outside. And Shem and Yefet took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and walked backward, and covered the arom of their av, and their faces were turned the other way, and they saw not the arom of their av. And Noach awoke from his yayin, and had das of what his ben Katan had done unto him, and he said, Arur be Kenaan, and Eved of Avadim shall he be unto his achim. And he said, Baruch Hashem Elohe Shem, and Canaan shall be his Eved. Elohim shall enlarge Yefet, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his Eved. And Noach lived after the Mabul 350 years, and all the days of Noach were 950 years, and he died.